Hello.
Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. Could I please have the email address on the account you were calling in about?
Sure. Boy, you were fast. birchjv@aol.com is my email.
Thank you. And let me get that pulled up here.
Hang on, I'm going to pull up here too.
And would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Oh, shoot. I'm not sure which one I use. 4833 is one of them. Or it could have been 3573.
Thank you.
You know what? I signed up for the subscription and we got the first order, and then I got the notification of the second order coming, and I'm wondering if you could look at tracking for me. I never got any kind of shipping tracking, but as far as I know, the second shipment we never saw that here.
Okay, well, let me get that pulled up here.
And then I went in one time to try and look at something, and it didn't look like it was even pulling up from my email.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me get it pulled up here and see.
Thank you very much.
Would you happen to have an order ID number?
How would I have that? Let's see.
It's usually emailed to you if you have an email when that order is placed. But if you do not have an order ID, it's fine.
I'm looking at like purchase history. So the order number is 1151.
Okay, let me see.
It says March 11th.
Okay, well, I can also try to get it pulled up if you would be able to spell your last name for me.
Sure. Are you having a hard time finding it from my email also?
Well, I did try to get it pulled up with the email.
Yeah.
It's not giving me a hard time. It's just I didn't see your name, so.
Okay, all right. Well, my last name is Burchard, B like
mm-hmm.
boy. U R C like Charlie, H
mm-hmm.
like happy, A R D like David. Burchard.
Thank you. And your zip code, please.
60025.
Thank you. Let me see. And so I'm going to repeat that back. So that was B U R. C-H-A-R-D, right?
Yes.
And that zip code was 60025. That's correct
yes.
as well?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
And what it shows me is that we had an order come in February, which we got, and then an
mm-hmm.
order number 1151 that was supposedly shipped on March 11th, 2022, that I have not seen or found.
Okay.
And then we were just getting another notice that another subscription shipment would be coming, and I just trying to understand what's going on.
Right. Okay. Well, I understand completely. And so I'm still getting it located.
And it was weird because when I got the, I tried to go in and just check on, like through, you know, like the sign in. And
mm-hmm.
it said that it wasn't recognizing my email.
And that was on omexhealth.com?
I believe so.
Okay.
And then, but everything that I have shows, you know, like shows that email, and that's where I get stuff from you guys. So I don't really understand what's going on.
Okay, well, let me see. And I can try it again with that email if you could repeat it back to me, please.
Sure. It's be like boy, you. R C like Charlie, H, J like John, V like Vicky, at AOL.com.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me.
No, that's all right.
Okay, and so that email that was B-U-R-C-H-J as in James, V as in Victor, and that was at AOL.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And would you be able to spell your first name for me as well?
Sure. It's V-I-C-K-I.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me a few more quick moments. And what product was it that you were receiving?
Omax 3 Professional Strength Omega 3, 20% off, ships every 30
okay.
days.
Okay.
I was getting two boxes.
Thank you.
I've got both order numbers if that helps either. I did get the February. It's just I did not get the March, and I'm wondering.
Okay. And do you know if this information would be under a different name or would it only be your name?
It would be only under mine.
Okay. And I'm just, is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, let me look and just be really sure here that it's not under, I mean, it could, I don't think it's under my husband's name. It would be John Burchard, but I can't imagine that that's what,
okay.
No, it's under mine. Like my, so my email says that from the, and it comes to the that Birch JV email. It says your upcoming shipment on April 10th, Vicky Burchard, manager subscription, blah blah blah.
Okay, well yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm still getting it located for you. Bear with me.
Okay.
And would you happen to have an order number that is beginning in SH? S as in Sam, H as in Harold.
I'm going to go back and look if I have. It's not, that's not on either of my. Okay.
And so if you're able to provide me with one of the order numbers that you have, I can take it now.
Okay. So It does not have an SH, and I don't see anything that has that. It's order number 1151.
Okay,
1151, March 11th, 2022.
Thank you. And bear with me one moment. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here with you. Let me see.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me a few more moments.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting into trouble here soon though. Just whatever you can do, I appreciate it.
Oh yes, ma'am. No problem. Would you be able to provide me with the first six digits of the card that is ending in 3573?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Four, three, eight, eight, five, seven.
Thank you.
You know, just to complicate things, that that card actually just recently closed out and changed to a new number because somebody was trying to access it inappropriately.
Okay.
But that that shouldn't have affected the March 11th
right.
shipment
okay.
at all. So I don't know if that complicates anything, but...
Okay. And so, yes, ma'am. So I didn't see anything show up with that number, but I can try with the first six digits as well of the 4833 card, if you could provide me with that.
No, that's the same. I just gave that to you.
Okay, it's the same first six.
Are you showing no? So I don't. I gave you the first six numbers from the 4833 card because.
Mm-hmm.
because I cut up that other card, and I
okay.
believe they're the same.
Okay.
So are
yes,
you
ma'am,
just, you're, are
no
you
problem.
Not finding, you're not finding any history of that shipment either, or what?
Well, I'm trying to locate your account. I'm not seeing your account show. So that was why I asked for the email, also
yeah.
the order number, your first and last name.
So, because all of this, like, all of this comes, like, as an email to me.
Well, could you provide me with the name of that email, where the email you're receiving it from?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
OMAX official, Health Official Store. Shop if Shopify admin at omaxhealth.com. So it's coming from Shopify admin at omaxhealth.com. Does that help?
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I'm still getting located. Thank you so much. And would you be able to provide me with your address?
946 Golfview, Golfview Road, Glenview, Illinois, 60025.
And could you spell that street name again for me?
Sure. It's Golfview, Golfview, one word.
Okay, well, let me see. Okay. Let me see, because I think I got it wrong. And I'm sorry about that. If you could repeat that email, I'm sorry, if you could repeat that mailing address for me one more time. I'm
sure.
Sorry.
It's not 946.
946, okay.
And then Golfview.
G-O-L-F, mm-hmm.
like the sport, V-I-E-W, Golfview, one mm-hmm. word. Road, Glenview.
Road. Mm-hmm. Glenview, okay.
Yep. Glenview Road, I mean Glenview, Illinois. Sorry, I'm confusing things here. 60025.
Okay. And that was Illinois. And so the number that's ending in the 7347, that would have been your correct phone number for the account as well?
847-971-7374.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for being patient. So we have tried with your mailing address, your first and last name, the first six and the last four digits of the card. Also your email address. And I'm not seeing any information shown. So are you sure you're not receiving this product through a third party?
So what is Shopify?
Shopify, that is the system that we use to create accounts.
But so I got one shipment from you guys on the February as part of the subscription. And then I keep getting the email, and then I did not get, I got the email. Let's see if it's billed, maybe.
Well, would you happen to have the order number, the order ID for the February charge?
Yeah.
Or for the,
it's,
okay.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get back there now.
Okay.
Honestly, you know what? We may just, I mean, maybe we just cancel this and, okay, let's see here. So I go in and it's got the OMAX subscriptions, then it's purchase history. Order number 1133.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me. Thank you for being patient. So I did put that order number, seeing if I can get that pulled up for you.
So on March 11th, I show a charge from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's a posted date. There's a reference number. So you may not show it, and I may not have received it, but I was charged for it.
And what was the amount?
$79.92.
And it was for two boxes?
On March 11th.
Okay.
There's like a, there's a posted date. There's a number that's got a California address, a California zip code. It's like 180-7656691, comma, California 90405.
Okay. Well, just to make sure I have your first and last name correct, that was V-I-C-K-I.
Yep.
And then B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and so let me see. So if we were the company that has charged you, with me putting all of this information here, we would definitely be able to see an account show, but I'm not seeing anything show. And so we're assuming that it would have to be a third party that you're receiving this product from.
And that would be, who would be a third party? I'm sorry,
Amazon.
I'm just getting a little frustrated here with this. that. And then if I give you a
Well, some of our products are ordered through Amazon.
So, but this doesn't, this isn't associated with my Amazon account at all.
Okay.
Where would, I mean, what is the, how does the Shopify, is that something that would, so I put in, all I have is Omax Health official store. That's all the information that I'm getting.
Okay.
Wait 1 second to call. My daughter's trying to call. Is there a way for you? Is there a way for you to look up the, like, if I have the credit card reference number? Is that information I gave you from the credit card reference doesn't sound like that has anything to do with you guys?
Well, I did try the card number. Let me see.
No, what I mean is, so this is, I went in and I looked at my bank account. I looked at the credit card account, and the description is Omax Health, Inc. It's not like Amazon charge. It's Omax Health, Inc. Omax Health, and then there's a reference number attached to the. Is your zip code 940405?
Well, let me see, and that was 9494045.
Nope, 9405. Yeah. 90405, sorry.
Okay, well, let me see.
Well, you know what? I guess the other alternative is that I could go in through the credit card and just say that I, and dispute the charge, because I never got anything from you on this second one.
Well, let me just see what I can do for you. One moment. Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So I'm not seeing anything show here, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that.
Is there a supervisor or something that I could talk to?
Yes, ma'am.
You've been really helpful. I appreciate it, and I know you're trying, but I just don't understand, like, why it's just in out there in the vapor here.
yes, ma'am, no, I understand.
There's nowhere else that I can, you know, I can't find it any other way. So someone there has got to figure this out, what we're doing here.
Okay. Well, I'll be more than happy to get you connected there with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Thank you.
I'm still here with you. I'll be getting you connected shortly. Thank you for being patient.
You know what? I might just have to call back.
Okay.
Well,
it would just take just like 2 more minutes if you could hold to get you connected with that too.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Just a few more moments. Okay, I am getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.